Toi. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paroi, royal Paroi. And Moshe Rabbeinu brings more makis. He warns them he's going to bring more makis. And the Avodim guys get nervous. Motsayim Yantel, and those because Sharach, maybe I can't take too much more of this Pharaoh. He's bringing Arbe tomorrow. Big Bulecho. The young guy, the pilot, and Mosai, yes, they love the king. Pilot is getting unbearable. Shema, let them go out already. But you shall have this Moshe, this Aaron. Moshe Aaron brought back a power. Yom, the who if you're Hashem again, me, but me, I will. Who's going? How is Moshe Abeno? Who is going out with you? Who are you taking out with you? The boys and the girl, everybody. It's a name of the neilach yichag Hashem lonu. Vayoyim aleihem yichena shalimoka shalachar eschem es tabchem ru ki ro neged bneichem. Ochen chunu hadvorim. If do as Hashem, ki oiso atem avakshu veigorish oiso veigorish. The vikuach erupts over here in Paroi and Moshe Rabbeinu, and the question is, what is exactly the machloig? What exactly is going on? What is this argument? Moshe Rabbeinu, Paroi is okay. I'll send you out. Send them out. We're ready to send them out. We can't take it. So we have the backup. Yeah, and Maisa, so we said we can't take it, so we're going to do now. We're going to let you go out. So who's going out? So we're going out. The young ones, the old ones, everybody's going out. Oh, no way. We'll send out everybody. What was Paro thinking? I mean, if they're going out, why aren't they going out with everybody? So you'll say, Paris, Moshe Rabbeinu said the whole time that they want to go out serve Hashem. So Paro understood the serving Hashem is a shout to the Gevorim, to all the people. You know, the able people. That's how you serve Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Binareinu v'skinenu neilei." We're going out with everybody. What's Moshe's das? What's Paro's das? What's going on? What doesn't Paro understand, Moshe Rabbeinu? Vaito. Vaito. We find that the night of Pesach, this week's parasha, is very the story of Yitzias Yitzrayim of Pesach, the Halachis. And we find the very interesting Zach on this night. Chodesh is Halach of Rosh Chodesh, the first mitzvah of the Torah, but besides the first mitzvah, Klal Yisrael is now Mitzvah Mitzrayim. It says, Vayoyim Hashem Moshe V'am Be'eretz Yisrayim Leymar. He starts telling the mitzvahs, the Chodesh Halach of Rosh Chodesh, the first mitzvah of Chodesh Hazen. And Dabo Bnei Yisrael, Leimor, Ba'osla Chodesh Hazeh, all the mitzvahs that they have to do with the Korban Pesach. So the Beis Ovois, in Yimad Aseh Somim, they have to take it, put the wiggle blow on the walls. Ba'ochuz Abad V'lai V'azeh Tzliyei, Shumatz V'lai Yochlu, Ba'osh V'shuv V'mayim, don't leave it to the morning, just have to eat it. You have to eat it with your Masnechem Chagurim, you have to eat it, there's a tzurot how you have to eat it, the Chippozoi. And then we go on to describe Mitzrayim. L'choyim, there's a few kashas in the parasha of this evening. Tonight, or that night, we should say, was the night of Makas B'choyros, when it's going to be Paro, as Yerushalmi says, and let out a call in all of Mitzrayim. from the beginning to the end of Mitzrayim. That night, Yerushalmi said that Hashem made Paz's voice stronger to be heard all Mitzrayim. That tonight, until now, you were avodim, and now it's changing over. What are they changing over, Rabbi Yisai? Into free people. They're changing over finally, after so many years, 210 years. But it was 210 years, which Beth should have been 400 years. Koshi Hashibut. Koshi Hashibut. Towards the end of the years of Avoida, as we learned so fast in Shmois, the Avoida was unbelievable, so painful, so difficult. And now comes the transformation. They're now becoming the Necharim, free people. Free people. Paro's going to announce it to Yerushalayim in the middle of the night when he gets up in his pajamas. He's going to get up in the middle of the night in his pajamas. And he's going to, everybody can sing the song after the shmooze, and he's going to get up. And the Maisa, he's going to go ahead and announce that that's it. You can go out. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, not you, your children. Everybody's going out. Tonight is the night of freedom. The place on the night of freedom. Where's the ball? Why did they drop the ball in Mitzrayim? Where's the ball? Everybody find a friend and do a dance and have the ball come down. It's the night of freedom. They're becoming free people. What's going on that night? So involved, mitzvahs, ma'isim, doing so many things, eating the Korban Pesach. And be'etzem, the going once made a cheshbon on our face, our night of freedom, we call our night of freedom, Zman Chayuseinu, we say in every sitter, Zman Chayuseinu, and translated by Oshko, it's the time of freedom! And yet, on that night of Pesach, going with the Cheshbon, there's 63 different mitzvahs that we have to do. Are you talking? There's time of freedom. Where's the freedom? Every second of the state is on a mitzvah, the Karpaz, the Charoy says, and this and that. Every second, another mitzvah, and the more we talk about it, secondly, it's very interesting. If a Kodesh Baruch wanted to make us do mitzvahs, Rabbi Yisai, so maybe we should have been doing Limud HaTorah that night. It should be an all-nighter. It should have been an all-nighter. Super Bowl, all night, instead of watching what's going on outside, go ahead, and instead of everybody should go out to the base measures. And it should have been tonight. It should have been the mitzvah. No one's allowed to leave the base measures. You have to learn all night. Also, all the mitzvahs around the inyan of eating. People wanted to make kind of shmooze, which is nicer. All around about eating, Rabbi Yisai. How you eat the food, and what you're eating for food. It should be raw, it could be cooked, and not cooked. It should be roasted, and not cooked. Why dafka? The tzura of the tzibuyim surrounded about how we eat and how which way to eat it and who we're eating it with. There's a very interesting diyuk the Meshech Chachma has also in the Pesukim of Yerushalayim. When the Torah HaKadosh tells us to eat the meat, so it says, eat it, ochlas abos hazeh, balayat li'esh, perakit beis posuk ches. Public speaking, she was to speak from a place of Christ, and she always quote the psukim. So we're quoting him. Peggy Pace, Pastor Kress, for Ochlos, a Pastor Valayla Azer, Fleish, Matos, Amroim, Yerchlu. You should eat it, Fleish, roast it on the fire, steak it. So it says like this. Listen carefully, very murdering thing of the Meshach Chachma. It's like this. Al Tochlu Menu No. Don't eat it raw. This is where it comes from. Eat it, and only here says don't eat it raw. Uvasha mevusha b'mayim. Don't eat it cooked. Yim tliyesh al rosham. It says, ah. Doesn't say loy tochlu mimenu. No, it says al. Right? Then it says the next pasuk, you have a loy soisir mimenu ad boite. And don't leave it all to over the low. Meshachachm is ma'oyer this diyuk. Why the first pasuk says al? Don't eat it raw, but it says lashon al. And then when it says lashon soisir mimenu, don't leave it over to the morning. It says loy. Don't. What's the difference between al and low? Why the chshinu? Meshachachm is unbelievable for us. We'll hear in a minute. Powerful, sorry. So again, the few questions in the parasha that we discussed, what was the machlokes bin Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu, what's all the mitzvahs that are giving him a tzrayim davko on the night when the Chayra is man chayusein and God should feed him, that's the point to everybody. The geula was at night already. You learned the Gemara Tess and Brachas, Tess and Aleph. Everybody's masking, there was a geula at night. The Ikki geula was in the morning, but that way they were geulim. The night of geula was at that night. So what's the pshat that night they were asked to do so? And if they asked to do so many mitzvahs, why the tzur of the mitzvah, the Afghan oil of eating the Korban Pesach? And we find Dugma the Dove also the Seder night. Most of the mitzvahs that we have revolve around eating. Our kosos, karpas, the matzah. Everything's eating, everybody's eating. What's the yisoid that's licked in that? First mitzvah in the Torah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, Nocha Kasher. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, Roish Chodoshim. This is the first mitzvah, as Rashi says, the beginning of Bereishis. We spoke about it by the Suda. We spoke a little bit. I spoke about this morning to Avreichem. Today we're going to add to it a new knage. So if to come into from Mahalchim so far, today we're going to add another knage. HaChodesh Alochem Roish Chodoshim is the first mitzvah in the Torah that's given to Klal Yisrael. Even though Puravu is in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the first, but the first mitzvah is given to Klal Yisrael. Whole Mitzvah is HaChodesh. Hazeh Alochem Roish Chodoshim. What's the pshat that being the first mitzvah in the Torah, Rabbi Sam? HaChodesh is Alochem. What does it represent? What's the remnant in it, Rabbi Sam? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling them in HaChodesh is Alochem Reish Chodoshim? Right, we find in Maria de Gezach, Rabbi Sam. The Mechilta says on this pasuk, Moshe heres achodesh liYisrael v'amol lahem kazet yuroyim v'koyim v'kach l'doyres. Like this, you should see the moon and establish for generations. Mikad shekviyas hachadoshim v'amoy odois nimsero liYisrael. Tichviyas moyadim. All the moyim that we have are nikva according to Klal Yisrael, and therefore everything goes buzzer them. Eila moyadi Hashem to the Yalkut. If you grew oisam, increase some atem moyadav, imloy any moyadi. All the moyadim are telling us. We have told Shlita when the moy Shabbos, Mekadish HaShabbos. Bayantiv is Mekadish Yisroel, Vazmanim, he is Mekadish us, and then this manim because it's telling us. We're Koyveya. So much so that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis Din Shomala doesn't go to Din until the Beis Din Shomala's Kaveh is when Rosh Hashanah is. You can make a mistake. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Chav Aleph, here we make a mistake. I feel Toyim, I feel Mutim, we make a mistake. We don't really, to Eidim made a mistake, or they purposely, whatever it is, sometimes they purposely make a mistake. And the Kaveh, that's Rosh Chodesh! It's Yontif! On that day, it's Rosh Hashanah. 10 days later, what's the pshat? The boy said. And Chazal said, "Murid Gezach." So much so that the Gemara, so much so that we convey, we're Koveya. The Chadoshim, that not only does that affect the actual day that the Yontif comes out, but it changes the Metzias of the Bria. Unbelievable, Zach Chazal said. Yushalmi tells us that, oh girl, you have an Exubis with Hashem. We get to learn it, that a girl who was 3 years old, Mara says, Busulah Choyzvi, until she's 3 years old, Absum come back. And the Chazal of Goyzen, Iber Yar, and our birthday now is going to come out a little bit later. It's going to be according to the Jewish calendar, like this year. It's going to be later in the year. So the Suvah will be still be Chayzin. Oh, Mitzir, she's 3 years old. She turned 3 already, according to the Cheshbon. But since Chazal Ma'abed the Shana, they made a new month. So it's not Mitzir Chayzin. The Pshah is they have a shriek in the Priya. What's that? HaChayz is Allah from Rosh Chodosh. What's the Pshah? The Yisoid, at least I want to say, is a Pashat Yisoid. To answer the, all the Kshaylas. It's something that we have to ingrain with all in us, and it's the Yisoid of Yahadus. And the Yisoid, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from us, when He took us for a nation. The Meshech Chochma says, in the Gevor that we said before, tonight on the Tzivoy, from eating the Karim Pesach, it says, Al Toichlu Mimenu Noam. Don't eat it raw, but you should not have Al. What's the difference between Al and Loi? Zog to Meshech Chochma, Al is a Bakasha. It's a Bakasha. Hashem asked us, please, my nation, don't eat it raw. Over the Shasirah Mimenu Adboike, as a command, is a Tzivoy, Zog to Meshech Chochma. What's the Chilet? The Yishami of Psachim says, we mentioned before that night, Paro got up in his pajamas, and he proclaimed, and the Chazal say that the Yishami says that Hashem gave courage to his voice to be heard. So we said over the first half, and he said, until now you are my Amazin. But now, in the middle of the night, at Chatzos Laila, you're making a transformation from Avdei Paroi to Avdei Hashem. Not you becoming free people, Paro said, you're becoming Avdei Hashem. On this night, the transformation was from Avdus to Avdus. So the Meshech Chochma, Meredith. So before 12 o'clock, what were we? We were Avdei Paro. Hashem could only ask us until 12 o'clock to come. Pesach before 12. You have to eat it before Chatzos. It's Altach Lumi Menu Noam. Please eat it. For Lashon Hasidur Lumi Menu Adboikia. But by 12 o'clock, with that transformation, that split 12 that went to effect, now you became my nation. For Lashon Hasidur Lumi Menu Adboikia. Don't leave it over to the morning. Because at 12 o'clock, everything transformed. You now became Avdei Hashem. For Lashon Hasidur Lumi Menu Adboikia. Don't leave it over to the morning. Now I can command you. That transformation already went to effect at 12 midnight. The clock struck 12. Bing, bing, bing. At that moment, in that split second, we changed over from Avdei Paro to Avdei Hashem. And therefore, Hashem could command us of the Meshech Chochma. Changing over from Avdei Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. In Eved of Hashem, boys, we have to understand what the connotation of the Eved Hashem is. In Parshat Muvan, Avdus is an oil. Avdus is slavery. Over Chazal Zogin, Chazal say in Avos, Choris Aluchos, Al Tikre Choris Alacheros, Shema Ben Choren Choren Amishoisik Batoira. The Eved is a true free person. Freedom, the taich of emes of freedom, to be a free person. The taich is to be an Eved Hashem, because Avdus Hashem teaches us that when we serve Hashem, we learn and we become disciplined and we become a nation that has control over ourselves. The cheirus is that a person can now control himself. Because by Isaac Matoira, that's the talent connected to the Yitzhara, which is the biggest koyach that makes us into behemoths. The Yitzhara is something that schleps us, that controls us. And with behemoths, avodim, true avodim, true slaves to the Yitzhara. To Taivas Olam Hazeh, and to physicality and gufnis. without any control over Zah. How many people are we mentioned a few times this Indian, the different shmuz, and how many people in the world suffer from many diseases because they're overeaters. Overeaters Anonymous, Rabbi. My name is Bob. I can't stop eating. Anything that I see, I'm a vacuum cleaner. I just saw from Yisachar Meir. He was a person that never had diabetes his whole life from a young age. And he was always careful with everything that he ate. He was the Mishkal, because he had always, for his diet, he had to be careful. But he used to speak about also how a person should indulge in Olam Hazeh and Achilas. So he met one of his Talmidim. He said, how many tomatoes did you eat today? He said, I ate two whole tomatoes. He said, why did you eat two? Why don't you have one? So he said, well, I didn't want to be Baal Tashkas. He says, no one asked you to come to Yeshiva's garbage can. One tomato, and all of a sudden, Baal Tashkas. I just can't seem to see that piece of cake go to waste. There happened to be about six pieces of cake lying around. I just can't see it going to waste. No one asked you to become the official garbage cleaner or the garbage pail, and everything has to go down. But over years, and now is a pelotic is out of my side. The guy indulges, and he's sick from it. He has a heart condition, he has a stomach condition, he has other conditions, all because he can't stop eating. He's eating and eating and eating, and sugar is no good for him. And this is no good because he eats so much sugar. He takes in so many calories a day. He can't fit through the front door anymore. The house is under construction. They have to enlarge the entrance. He can't get through. He said to him, please, please, the doctor begs me, please, do me a small favor for your wife, your kids. Cut down on the strawberry shortcake every night after supper, after you already had three desserts. You don't need a late night snack. You had the late night snack already. Just one more snack. He wakes up to go to the bathroom. There he is by the table again. One more pudding. He's tucking in his pajamas. And there he is at 12. I just got an urge to eat. Yeah, some guy says, Lo Yonki is super. I'm not saying, well, Hashem, we're trying to make the menu even better. We had a discussion today with the cook. But I don't understand Bokhra, Rabbi Sai. I still don't understand it. And why I don't understand is more the kasha. There's two kashas on them. The kasha, how they eat it, that's a big kasha. But the second kasha is that they have a kasha. Rabbi, I couldn't get out of the bathroom in the morning, never. Let's go try to figure it out. What were you? Well, Burgers Bar, 3:30 last night. The guy, they weren't open anymore. I woke the guy out of his sleep to get me something for Burgers Bar. They Baruch Hashem, because it's Tiferes Chaim, they have new hours. They're open until 4. 2:30 in the morning, I ate pizza last night. 6 slices. A little stomach. I couldn't get up the shower because that stomach ache. What are you supposed to have? You had 3:30 in the morning on 6 pieces of pie. You see, Bachar Rahmada, it's all over the world, all over the world. It's a yeshivish thing to do. 2 o'clock, tonight's the night. Shulin night. Shulin at 2. We'll meet in the cafe, but shulin at 2. Unbelievable guy sitting there. I once walked by, I went to visit somebody near the Mir, and I'm telling you, the Mir, these places are bustling. Bustling 2:30, 3 in the morning, guys sitting there with chillin', them on a big place of chillin'. Oh boy, is he getting up for showers tomorrow? He's digging in with the potatoes. And the chillin' is time of food that has so many different things that they say people sleep on it. I think it's a scientific fact, people sleep so much that you have a big time to sleep because there's so many different things in chillin' that the stomach, in order to digest it, has to do so much cold, has to send the machine into extra, put it into extra effect, put it into top. Top, the highest priority of koiches. You got extra strength. Send it into extra strength. To the beans, the potatoes. And there the guy is, 3:30 in the morning, sitting there with a whole chowin. with Kishka also, Rebbe. You can't forget the Kishka. Allah Mamash, a luscious piece of Kishka there with a kugel, Yushami kugel, and there he is, and there he is, and then he can't understand why he can't get up in the morning. You need a tank to digest all that stuff. And he's eating, and then he gets up again, he's eating, and he can't control himself. And he has a heart condition, and he has heartburn, and he has this issue, and now he's taking six different medicines, and Pepto-Bismol, and Tums for the tummy, and that's a tummy, all right. And his mom is eating, and there's all day and night, and all his mind is on the eating, and how much more he can get. And there's no control. There is no control. And all the tithes oil them are there. It goes into mamish in excess. And his whole life he's dreaming and being pulled after food. And his decisions on life are based on food. Where he's going, what he's doing, he should make a decision now. Come on, Shloima. Come on. It's 1:30 in the morning, you go to say, I'm hungry. You just ate an hour ago. You had a snack. You ate supper and then you had a snack. I'm starving. I'm starving. 1:30 in the morning. Go to sleep. So you're a little hungry. That's what's called breakfast. Break fast. You're allowed to be hungry. That's supposed to be hungry in the morning. It's a long time. It's 1:30 in the morning. It's not time to eat now. You go to sleep, right? You'll be hungry in the morning. You'll get up. You'll be hungry. I'm starving. I gotta eat a suda. I gotta eat. And now he makes a decision to go to town, to go out, to go to this restaurant, to go get a pizza, and he has to wait up for the driver to come and then sit around until 3:30 in the morning. And now his day was ruined. Why? He wasn't in control. It was partial lack of shlita al atzmo. And every decision a person makes in life, a boy said, made decisions because the taiva is in control of him. He has no control. A person who doesn't have Torah has no control over himself. Is Mamela Zopt Mamela the Tzura of the night of Pesach is Taka all the mitzvahs. Is mitzvahs, because that's the emes of the Chayrus. The emes of Chayrus is that we learn control, we're commanded, we're Mitzvah of Oysen. That the Baruch Hu gives us discipline of how to eat it and what to eat. So many intricate halachas about how to eat it. Why? That even our eating, which is the most biggest taiva that we have, the thing that schleps us the most, the thing that's so much in control of us that leads to other taivas, the Parashim say. The Yimei Shoivim that we have to talk about, the Yimei Shoivim at once a time or another, the Yimei Shoivim that we're in now, the Shmiras HaBris, many Svarim HaKdoshim talk about, that the Taivas HaAchila is one of the greatest causes of Ishmiras HaBris. Because the Pshat is when you give it to your Taivas and you're very given so much, so Mele, it just pushes on the other Taivas. Ki Malechem HaShaloichal, there are Muslim too in many places in the Svarim HaKdoshim. The Taivas HaAchila is a big draw to the other Taivas, especially the Taivas of Shmiras HaBris. And a person doesn't learn control in one area, and especially the area of Achila, brings on the other type of very strong. And he can't control himself. So Kesh Bohu gives us direction and discipline in Hilchos Achila on the night of Pesach. On the night we're becoming free. And Kesh Bohu is malaming us how to be a free person. It's not by doing what you want that the veil teaches us. For New Year's Eve in Manhattan, drop the ball. What's it all about? Hefkeiros, avdos, run after every tither. That's what the world teaches. That's the discipline of the world. At 12:00 at night, you'd be in Manhattan, and afterwards, have a good time, have fun. No restraints, no restrictions. Follow your taiva. Do what makes you happy. Do what makes you have fun. And the Torah teaches at 12:00 midnight. At 12:00 midnight, they're dropping the ball. They're going to have a ball. But we at 12:00 midnight learned that we have to be disciplined. We have to be in control of ourselves. we show it on ourselves. You have to eat in a certain way. You can't leave it over. You're supposed to not break the bones. This is how you eat it, raw, this, that. Who cares? Just give it to me. Let me shove it down. No, the true how you're supposed to eat it. In the mitzvahs of the night, to control, to teach us control in every area of our life, even in achilas adam. The area where a person could be most nimshach after tavosoi, the Torah Torah on this night teach us how to eat it, and how we can eat it with Torah's mitzvah, how we can be oiv de Hashem and be in control of ourselves. That's why that was given on the first night, to teach us what endless of freedom is. But this was the machlokes Paro. Paro said, "You're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay, let the Gvar go. What's obvious by a guy? Certain individuals, not everybody, not with every aver." The Gemara says in Avodah Zorah that base that the goyim are going to tie in the trouble. We want a portion of us in our marbo. The Gemara's bow is going to say, "What you do? Well, we tried to build bridges. We did this. The Torah, the Gemara said, 'You're shakron.' We once spoke about the Gemara. You're shaitin. You didn't do it for that. And if it was for that, the biskarah, but you didn't do it for that. Different shmuz." But God, they say, "Oh, please, the God," they say, "Yo, give us another mitzvah." So Kosh Bro says, the Gemara gives the mitzvah sukkah, and says, "Let everybody go into a sukkah, and they should build a sukkah." And Kosh Bro take out a heavy sun, and they build, the sun's going to beat down on the sukkah, and they're going to run out of the sukkah, and they're going to kick it. The Gemara says, "So what do you mean, so we also have a part of our sukkah?" They say, "Well, we don't kick it, we walk out gently and humbly." Why mitzvah sukkah, by the I saw once, I think it could be a morale, could be something. I saw once in the Sefer, many, many years ago, I saw this. I think it turned in October to a turn, a Sefer called Turn of the Dad. I saw it, but I think it was a morale, maybe it was from somebody else. But the mitzvah of Sukkah, one of the times is because a guy can shabbat, can do a mitzvah, could do a good deed, could be a good person with the one Ava. But the Meshabbat, the whole body, to Meshabbat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that for a goy is impossible. Because a goy doesn't understand Avdus means my entire being, every act. They understand what's called serving their master. You go to a thing once a week, you do your thing. If you did something wrong, you go to the priest and you tell him what you did wrong. And then you're free to do whatever you want the next week. That's the religion in a nutshell. By us, every act of our lives, every step of the way, tying our shoelace, from getting up in the morning till we go to sleep, every part of our day, that Shulchan Aruch, that Halacha, is established, and is documented, and is there for us to know and understand what we're supposed to do, when we're supposed to do it, how we're supposed to do it. Thus is Avdus, but thus is Chayrus, because we're disciplined. A goy cannot understand such a man, such a understand. He understands what does it mean to serve, do one act, get over with. Who does it? Only a person of a certain age. No one else is shy after that. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "No, Avdus is total subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." From the day you're born, we do a bris milah at 8 days old, not 20, 13, till the day that a person dies. Every second of a life, a person is a servant of Hashem. Binoreinu uviskeinenu neilech. Bivoneinu vivnoseinu. There's no one that's parted from this. This is et avdus Hashem. Avdus Hashem that's totally encompassing, whether from a young age to an old age, whether men, women, children, everybody's involved. That a goy doesn't understand. That was Paro said, "Oh, you must be trying to escape." That's not how I understand it. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Paro, Avdus Hashem is, Binoreinu v'Zkeinenu, Bivoneinu v'Nafseinu. Everybody, all encompassing in an attire. Achonish Azeloch and Rosh Chodoshim, Hashem was teaching them a Moriah de Gezach. Till now!
You didn't have shlitah. You weren't in command. But now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is your month. This is your time now. From now on, you're going to have the shlitah. You're going to have the bechira. You're going to have the ability to choose. What should it be, the choice? Serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being shoylet on yourselves. Being shoylet on yourselves, that you have the control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this control, that just like you have a shlita to declare and to control and to decide what's going to be in the Bria. You have a shlita on the Bria, you have a shlita on yourselves. Till now you weren't able to be shoylet on yourselves. You had to do what they told you. Now you can be an emissary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but an emissary ben choyrin, by being shoylet on the Bria. Not letting the Bria control you, but you deciding. And you controlling. And that's the remes, that we have control in the Bria itself. It's not only, we're just kaveh what the dates are. We're kaveh the Tzuras HaBria. The deep remes is that you are in control. Omoisar HaAdam and HaBehema Oyin. I once heard of Grushkin from Detroit itself. Say a word in Torah, he said it many, many years. The Moisa Adam. The difference, the advantage of a human over a Behema is Ayin. The power to say no. A Behema can't say no. Physical can't say no. It just says, moo, I want yes, yes, yes. Spiritual, Torah, Emet. Can't say no. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to eat that extra piece of kugel after I had 6 pieces of kugel already. I'm not going to overeat again this Shabbos for the last 6 Shabbos. And like every week I came back, I'm watching Shabbos. Get out the toms. Every Shabbos. I've done it for the last 3 Shabbos. I'm not going to go to that other kiddush, go again to a third kiddush and eat another piece of kugel. And have the, another thing, 16 pieces of herring again. And then go to eat lunch. Kiddush hopping, we call it. You go as many kiddush as a day, you get full, and then you eat achila gasa for lunch. Not only one plate of chillin. And in every area of Oisai, the area of Koyach, in order to be successful, in order to be free, in order to have a slogan, is to be saying no. This time and that time. The more we give in, the Shmiras HaBris, the Gemara says also, the more you give in to the Eiver, is the more you're never satisfied. The more you hold back, the more you say no. You have more koyach to fight it. The Gemara says, is Masis Soveya, you're satisfied. The more you give in, when you give in to your taivis, the more the taivis schleps you weiter. Hayoi my master, kach, the Yitzhar says, once you give it to the Yitzhar, on Shabbos, today he tells you to do this, tomorrow this, your mama's a slave, wherever he wants you to go, you go. Come here, come there, my friends are going here, come on, Shmuley, we're going, having a good time. No. What do you mean no? What do you mean no? You know, it's not in this generation. No one says no in this generation. This is the yes we can generation. There's no no's. Everything's yes. Want to go here? Yeah. Go there? Yeah. This place and that place is not good for you. You get ruined every time you go there. You know it's not good for you. Nochamo, there he is. Bright and early. All showered up. For a night out again. You know, last week you were so depressed, you were so upset. Yeah, you came back, you were crying, you were so upset again, stupid Averi, I got involved in again, hanging out again, Nochamol. And next week comes again, Nochamol is out again. What happened? Say no! Can't, I'm enslaved. Guy's smoking. He's smoking. Smoking kills! Pass me another cigarette. This thing I got, and the other thing, there's poison here. Come on, give me some more of that. Smoking will kill you. We had a person came to my house by Hanukkah night, a lady came to speak. She told him a true story. People out there were clearing, oh, I'm so upset she came to speak. What is she speaking about? She's telling that her son had got cancer in his mouth. A real story, not some story written up in some magazine. Being a magazine, had nothing else to write about. The woman can always tell you a story. She said, my son got cancer in the mouth. A guy hears that story. I gotta go out and smoke. Nervous. It doesn't make sense. He's outside smoking, just that story. Somebody has the thing, he gets killed, he gets canceled. How's the show on? Pass me a cigarette. But everything's okay when it comes to booze. That you're allowed to do because you're yeshiva bocher. That's a chelik of his avodas Hashem. Must get drunk once a week on beer that tastes so good. Must get drunk. I gotta get stoned. Oh, you act like the biggest fool when you get drunk. Everybody told you were the biggest idiot last night. You threw up all over the yeshiva. You threw up all over yourself. You came and you looked like who knows what hit you. Here he is next night again. Can't control myself. Oh, but you just made the biggest fool out of yourself. Everybody's laughing at you, not with you. They think you're the biggest idiot. And there he is drinking again the next night. He does foolish things. He says ridiculous things. And he's drinking again. Control yourself. Take it easy. Can't. He's enslaved. Now he's enslaved. That's chayrus. We're free people. These people are living lives, they're dying and killing themselves. With every time in the book, and they're ruining their marriages, people are going on who knows what, and they're having their houses, instruments that are causing them to ruin their marriages, and they can't control themselves. We call it addiction. They can't control. There's no control. That's free. You know your life's going to be complete. You see, Rahman al-Islam, marriage is ruined. The guy knows he's going to get his marriage ruined. He's going to a place that he knows his marriage is going to be ruined because of it. He knows she might not see his children again. And there he is again, on that machine. There he is going to that club again. What are you, Meshuggah? What are you, off your mind? He's not that he doesn't love his wife and his children. He loves them. A slave has no control. Yeah. You have a master. Your master's a Yetzirah. Your master's telling you, come, little boy, come drink now. I don't want to ruin my marriage. Come drink. I said, okay. Come with me. Let's go look at the internet. We'll see what's nice. What's nice? Who boys, what's nice over there? What's nice? And then he's on the computer hours, and his wife catches him, and it is his marriage. I'm telling him real life stories of Lisa. I have stories of people that I know, Rahman's on the line, caught, going to places. What happened? And he knows that logically the guy doesn't want to do it. He's from, he really understands that it's right. What's shot? He has no koyach to fight it, because he's enslaved. He's an Eved, the Yitzchak. The only person that's free. If you learn Torah, if you follow the Torah, if you live a Torah-dic life, the Torah teaches me how and when, and everything is mutter in the right place, in the right time, but controlled, in the right way, in the Torah-dic way, but controlled, not to get you too enslaved to it. There are times and places and ways in order to discipline you to you be a happy person, to be a Ben Chayrin. These people are happy who are enslaved to their tithes. These people are sitting in doctors all crying, I can't stop eating. Come on, Bob, you broke every scale in the history of America. 742 pounds. There's no suit that in! For the prison! You can sit in your living room! You built that also! I can't stop. I see a chicken wing. I can't stop. It's down in the belly. I see a frankfurter with mustard. You had six of them already tonight. That was just the hors d'oeuvres. He can't stop. He's not in control. He has to watch the late night show. And he's addicted to the movies and the television set. And this goes on, and Abinu's madam comes, and he's glued to the set. And he has to watch 18 movies at a time. Just can't stop. You have to watch a movie, you have to go there, unwind. Was writing? Probably not. Okay, but there's more and more and more and more. No control. This Torah is the only thing in Ben Chorin when Mishra is a B'Torah. That's how you become a Ben Chorin. That's how you live a happy life. These people are sitting and crying. They have these alcohols anonymous. People getting robbed. They've ruined their lives. They divorced six times. Why? They got drunk. Came home staggering. Beat up their wives, punched the wall in, punched their cells in the face. Two black eyes. It wasn't even the wife. He didn't know what he was doing. Banged his head into the wall in a straitjacket. He got plastered again. Hi, my name's Bob. I'm 3 months free. These black eyes are from 4 months ago. Nose is smashed in. He's in, he killed 16 people in a car crash. It was with Benty now, we were coming, Benty was driving back. One night he went to deal, he was driving back and he almost in a car crash. He was coming into a lane, getting off the highway, and the light was a car on the floor, and he managed to swerve out of the way. He almost hit the guy, and he gets out of the car and he was like, what's going on? Was the guy parked in the wrong lane? See a guy plastered on the front seat. Managed the car still go, come on going. And the cops came by, called the cops, this guy was arrested for 6 years. 23 open bottles of beer in the car, still counting. Plastered in the front seat, driving the car. That's cheiros. Freedom! Freedom to live, and to kill, and to die. He's free, alright. 23 open bottles of beer, and still counting. How many bottles of beer on the wall? Still counting! Guy was plastered in the seat, Nancy said. Plastered all over the seat. They opened the door, they threw the guy to come out. He was mamish in the horizontal position. Unbelievable, the boy said. Why? No control. No control. But we laugh about it. How much are we mature to our Yetzirah, to our Taifas, to our Mazel, the boy said. And you want to taste the freedom, the boy said. You want to taste the freedom? One time say no. I'm in control this time. I can say no. I can say no to my friends. I can say no to these friends and those friends. I can say no to my tiver this time. Not you shouldn't eat. But you should eat. You should eat well. You should feel good about yourself. But not to overindulge. Not to go crazy. To be able to say no. The time is rising. The rival was the saga. The person should leave over a little bit. We're not holding by that. Leave over a little bit in his plate every time. Whatever, from everything that he eats. You should leave over a little bit. What's the pshat? To show I'm not in shul. It's a big doilim when they used to eat. They used to eat and they brought the food toward them. They didn't go down to the food. I understand, the guy's mom, his face is in the donut. Can't get it out of the donut. His nose has the filling of the donut, the strawberry and his on it. Because his mom's in, he's in the donut. Big doilim ate, sitting up. I brought the food to them. Okay, you wear B, you want to get dirty. You bring the food. What are you bringing the food? Who's Meshubit to whom? Are you Meshubit to the food? Is the food Meshubit to you? That's the Yisrael of Yisrael. Chodesh is a Mochem. We're in control of the Bria. We're supposed to be in control of the Bria. Till now, we weren't Shoyle. That's the Remez, unbelievable Remez, in the midst of Kiddush Lavana. You can control the Bria. You're not Meshubit to the Bria. And forget, as we said in Mishnah Shalom, the first parak, that Rabbanu took on of Elisha, Took him around. He said, "This is my beautiful Bria. No, Adam Rishon, that you're in control. You set the tone. If you mess up, the whole Bria goes down. Don't think by giving in to the Bria goes up for care, it goes down for care. If you're Ma'av Zala, and the Bria comes to service you, and you're in control of the Bria, and the whole Bria is Mas'ala, because that's the tachos of the Bria." And this night, it was declared, in Mitzrayim, in the land of Avdus, in the land that till now they saw that they were no longer under control, tonight you'll become the real essence of man. You become the true man, that you're in control of the Bria. The Bria is not in control of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lochem, take control of the Bria. Take control of your lives. Do the mitzvah sasana. When you eat, eat in the way you're supposed to eat, how you're supposed to eat, where you're supposed to eat, what you're supposed to eat. When you do other mitzvahs, and you do everything, other hanois, all of how we partake, have hanois from all of that, but the right way, in control. That's the yisoid of the Tzitzit. Yitzias Mitzrayim is going out of the boundaries, going out of the meitzar, going out of the constraints. You were constrained inside, you weren't in control. Now is when you get control, and the control is to be disciplined, to be Avdi Hashem, the Emes Echeiros. Until now you're Avdi Paroi, now you're Avdi Hashem. May you be Zoich Rebeiz Hashem to understand the lesson of this, to learn it very well, to become Emes Avdi Hashem, to be B'nai Chorin, finally, a Boisai, to be able to be controlled, to say, I'm getting up tomorrow morning. How many people are not in control of that? It's so ridiculous already. Bachrim that sleep and sleep and sleep. And we talk about so much and they continue sleeping. There's no control. Rebbe, what can I do? I can't get myself out of the bed. I want to get up. I try. It doesn't make sense. What do you mean try? You try? I was trying to get to the airport. I was going late for my flight. I was trying. If there's traffic, it's not in your control. What does it mean trying to get up from the bed? I don't understand what that means. I'm trying. Somebody's holding you back. I can't get up! What does that mean? We're not in control of ourselves. You are not in control of yourself. Someone is ruling over you. You have a master over you that doesn't let you control your life. Isn't that sad? Isn't that depressing? They have something controlling you. Don't you want to be free from that? Don't you want to unshackle the Mitzrayim? Don't you want to go out of Mitzrayim? Techeiros! Learn the Torah. Be oisik in Torah. Make the Torah part of our lives. The more we in the Torah, the more we attach to Torah, the Torah will guide us. The Torah will give us the feeling that we're in control. The Torah will give us the koichas to control the Bria. And the Ezer Hashem will feel the emes of feeling of cheiros, of simcha. We should be zircha be'emes to the cheiros amiti. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shech the Yetzirah will be Emes of Ben Churn, the Oilam Void, and the Mashiach became in the name of the Lord.